Okay, let's dive in. Today we're tackling something that's, it's really reshaping things. Artificial intelligence.
AI, yeah.
Yeah.
And we're focusing specifically on the pharmaceutical market.
Exactly. And we've got this excerpt here from an AI crash course for pharmaceutical market research, Strategic Business Guide.
It's designed to be pretty direct, you know? To get straight to the strategic stuff without getting bogged down.
That's the idea. Think of this as your shortcut. We want to unpack what AI really is in pharma, why it's so crucial now, especially if you're working strategically in this area.
So this deep dive is for you listening, right? Helping you feel confident talking about AI, getting the key insights fast.
Yep. And we want you walking away feeling like you've got a real handle on it.
So starting with the basics from the guide. When we say AI here, it's not the sci-fi stuff.
No killer robots.
Hey, no. It's more about computers getting incredibly good at, well, two main things: finding patterns in huge amounts of data,
Okay.
and then using those patterns to make predictions.
All right, so less like a new employee and more like an incredibly fast research assistant.
Exactly. One that can process millions of data points all at once, seeing connections humans just wouldn't spot.
We certainly couldn't spot that quickly. And the key thing you said is this isn't just theory anymore.
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay.
This is happening now with real impact, which kind of leads us to why it's such a big deal in pharma today. It's delivering real value.
So, like, concrete examples.
Well, the guide highlights Johnson & Johnson,
Yeah.
their Mulund factory in India.
Okay, what do they do?
They used AI for predictive maintenance, so predicting when equipment might fail before it actually does.
Ah, makes sense. And the result.
A 50% cut in unplanned downtime. 50%.
Wow. That's significant. Not just cost savings, but keeping production going, right? Especially for meds.
Precisely. It ensures medications get made and delivered reliably. It's a big operational win happening now.
Okay, so that's efficiency operations. But what about market research? That seems like a huge area.
It absolutely is. And AI is fundamentally changing how it's done. The guide mentions PepsiCo, actually.
PepsiCo. Okay, how they use it?
They used machine learning, which is a type of AI, to analyze just tons of consumer data, social media, buying habits, all of it.
And not just looking backwards at sales figures.
No, that's the key. They used it proactively to help develop new products, like their bubbly sparkling water.
So the AI helped them figure out what consumers wanted before they launch.
Exactly. It spotted health trends, changing preferences, helped them design the product, the flavors, the message, so it clicked with people almost immediately.
Which is so different from traditional methods, right? Like surveys or focus groups after a trend is already happening.
Totally different. That's the core shift the material talks about.
Yeah.
Moving market research from being reactive, looking back at what happened, to being predictive.
Anticipating what's going to happen.
Yes. Instead of waiting for, say, quarterly reports, companies can use AI to process data in real time.
And not just one kind of data.
Right. It's pulling from everywhere. Social media chatter, new medical papers, clinical trial updates, patient forums, you name it.
And crunching all that constantly lets you spot things much earlier. Opportunities, threats.
Potentially months earlier, maybe even a year sooner than you would have otherwise.
Okay, that feels like a serious advantage.
It is. Think about Unilever working with Black Swan data. That's another example in the guide.
What did they do?
Used AI to analyze real-time social media conversations around the world, fast-tracking past slower methods,
And what popped out?
a big growing interest in herbal stuff, immunity-boosting drinks. Especially during the pandemic, that trend just soared.
And the AI caught it quickly.
In weeks, apparently. Stuff that usually takes months with focus groups and surveys.
So they could react fast.
Super fast. They launched a new tea range, hitting those exact trends way ahead of the competition. That timing is gold.
Yeah, first mover advantage is huge. Now, the guide argues pharma is kind of uniquely ready for AI. Why is that?
It really comes down to data. Pharma companies are already sitting on mountains of it.
Right. Clinical trials alone must generate massive data sets.
Huge amounts. Plus, all the detailed info for regulatory filings, safety data after a drug is launched. It's incredibly data rich already.
So the point isn't necessarily needing new data collection methods.
Not always, no. Often, the big win with AI is getting much, much more value and insight out of the data they already have. Data they couldn't really analyze effectively at that scale before.
Okay, so it unlocks the potential in existing information.
Exactly. And that leads to this idea of asking better questions, questions you might not have even thought of asking before.
How so? What kind of better questions?
Well, because AI can find these really subtle correlations that humans might miss, like maybe a small group of patients responds unusually well to an older drug.
Okay. Or early warning signs.
Yeah, faint signals of a market shift or an unmet patient need that isn't showing up in the standard reports yet.
So for people working in this area, it changes the job focus a bit.
It really does. It's moving from being an expert at describing what happened.
Using historical data.
Right. To helping your organization anticipate what's likely to happen next based on these predictive insights.
And the potential value is pretty big.
The numbers cited are staggering. McKinsey estimates generative AI alone could add, what was it, $60 to $110 billion a year.
Wow. Annually. Just for pharma and life sciences.
Yeah. It just shows the scale of the opportunity here.
But, and this seems crucial, the guide emphasizes this isn't about AI taking over from people.
Absolutely not. That's a key message. It's about augmenting human expertise, not replacing it.
So the AI finds the patterns, makes the predictions.
But you still need human judgment, creativity, industry knowledge, strategic thinking to make sense of it all.
To interpret the findings, decide what to do.
Exactly. The best results come from that collaboration, humans working with AI. Combining the machine's power with human insight.
Which brings us back to that core takeaway from the source material.
Yeah, that AI in pharma is really about amplifying human intelligence.
Helping strategic folks move from being reactive to predictive.
And gaining that crucial time advantage, those extra months where timing is just critical, seeing the future sooner, basically.
It empowers you to shift from just analyzing the past to actively helping shape what comes next.
Well said.
So wrapping this up, based on this crash course excerpt, the guide offers a smart question for your next meeting.
Ah, yeah, the takeaway question.
And we'll leave this with you, the listener. How might we use AI to identify emerging patient needs or market trends 6-12 months earlier than our current research methods allow?
That really hits the nail on the head, doesn't it? It pushes you to think about AI for foresight, not just efficiency.
Exactly. So maybe take a moment, think about that question in your own context. What could you do if you saw those trends, those needs, 6 or 12 months earlier?
The potential impact, as we've seen from the examples, could be pretty transformative.
Absolutely. It's definitely something worth considering.